Blog Talk Radio. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, sing.
Oh,
the mighty thing
things that he has done. We would like to welcome you to the Breakthrough Broadcast, Hour of Power. We are coming live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida, where God get all of the glory, where God get all of the honor, and where God get all of the praise. He said, if I be lifted up, he said that he will draw all men unto him, not some men, but he said that he'll draw all men unto him. We would like to let you know today that God, he is God, and is God all by himself. If we lift him up, men and women, boys and girls will be saved. If we lift them up, we are still different in our society. If we lift them up, we are still different in our home. If we lift them up, we'll see the difference in our churches. Yes, if we lift them up, we'll see a difference in our world. Yes, lift him up. He said, lift him up, and it's time to lift up the great and the mighty name of Jesus. Well, this morning, we are back in the Word of God, and today we're going to be coming from St. John, the third chapter. I am your host, Dr. Mary McCoy, the preacher of the hour, and we're going to be coming from that first verse, St. John, the third chapter, and we're going to be talking about ye must be born again. Oh, how important it is. That, what a great message. He must be, not can be, not shouldn't be, but you must be born again. It's not something that we can decide and go to heaven ourselves without being born again. Yes, you can decide the life that you want to live, but that life will not be eternal life in Jesus Christ. Let's begin reading here at that first verse. There was a man of the Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, but no man can do the miracles that thou doest except God be with him. The word of God let us know that we're talking today about Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews. And Nicodemus came to see Jesus by night. We don't know why he came at night, but he came at night. We can only in our mind tell you why he may have come by night, but yet the word of God didn't tell us why he came by night. But it says that he was a rabbi. He said we know the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. He seen a difference. He knew that Jesus was a teacher that came from God. He wasn't just a regular teacher, but he was a teacher with that anointing. He was a teacher with that power. He was a teacher that had the Spirit of God. He was a teacher that opened up understanding, made things clear, made the light illuminate, made the light came on in a person's mind. So Nicodemus came because he seen that Jesus was different. Have there ever been a person in your life when you've seen them, a person that wasn't the norm, that didn't act like the people that you accustomedly seen every day, the people that you communicated with, the people that said that they were saved and they say that they were sanctified, but yet Nicodemus seen a difference. He seen a difference, and he decided that I'm going to come to Jesus, and I'm going to come to him by night. I don't know because of the position that he held and what he did, but because he was a ruler of the Jews, I don't know. But the main thing is that he came to Jesus, and he came to Jesus by night. And it doesn't matter whether or not he came at night, because of the fact he came, he knew that there was a difference. He knew that Jesus was able to change his life. He knew that Jesus had the key to eternal life. So therefore, he wanted to know, he wanted to see Jesus. And he said to Jesus, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. We know the things that you do. We know that you came from God. No man can do the miracles that thou doest except God be with them. He knew that God had to be with Jesus in order for him to do the miracles that he did. And he said there, he said, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Yes, the Lord let us know, except we be born again, except our lives be changed, that we cannot see, and we will not see the kingdom of heaven. Our life has to be changed through the word of God. So Nicodemus, he came, and I don't believe that he knew the fullness of what Jesus was about to tell him. And when Jesus began to talk to Nicodemus, he let him know. He said, Nicodemus, in that fourth verse, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Nicodemus was thinking in the carnal. He was thinking in the natural. Jesus telling Nicodemus that he must be born again. So he didn't know how to be born again. He didn't know what Jesus was referring to. He didn't know Jesus was talking in that spiritual realm. He didn't know that it was more to what Jesus was saying to what than what he knew. So therefore, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water, of that natural, of that physical, and of the spirit, which is a supernatural, and that spiritual realm, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God except you be changed, except you come into relationship with me, except you know me, except you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Your life has to be changed. He began to tell Nicodemus, he said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. He said, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. And that is something that Jesus stressed to Nicodemus, that you must be born again. And in order to see the kingdom of heaven, you're going to have to be changed. You must accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Your life cannot be the same. And that is the same it is in the end today. But Jesus is still telling us, even as he talked to Nicodemus by night. And by the way, he had that love and that compassion for Nicodemus to see this man soul being won into the kingdom of God. He wanted to explain to him. Yes, he knew that Nicodemus was a leader. He knew that he was a Pharisee and he was the ruler of a Jew. But yet Nicodemus knew on the inside of him that there was something different, that there had to be something better in his life. He knew that Jesus had to come from God. He knew that God had to he did except Jesus was in his life. So therefore, in that seventh verse, he said, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, as I hear it the sound thereof, but cannot tell whither it comes and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. And Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? And Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Nicodemus, you are a ruler, and you are a master, you are a teacher, but you don't know how to be born again. And I don't believe that the Lord was trying to make fun of him and make him feel less than, but yet he was letting him know, you know, that I know that you have this position, you're the great teacher and ruler, but you don't know how to be born again. Jesus answered and said, Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Because he didn't understand it in the spiritual realm. And Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? See, until we accept him, until we know him, until we come into that relationship with him, we'll always think in the carnal realm. And we can't understand the deepness of God. God was talking to him in a way where at first he really did not conceive. He really did not understand. He really could not relate to what God was saying when he said that you must be born again. He thought that Jesus was telling him that he must go back unto his mother's womb and be born again. How can this happen, Jesus? Shall I enter into my mother's womb again and be born again? No, Jesus was not telling Nicodemus that. He was not telling you that. He is saying that we must be changed. Our life has to line up with the word of God. We have to walk in that spiritual realm. We have to know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He said, if I told you, have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? No man has ascended up into heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. We remember in John 3:16 when God said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. And that is what he was conveying, and that was he was relaying to Nicodemus, and that was he was talking to him about his relationship with Jesus Christ. That although you are a master of Israel, although you are a Pharisee, although you are a Jew, Nicodemus, you must be born again. For the word of God says, remember what it says again, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that is the message for you today, that if you believe in Jesus Christ, if you know the King of Kings, if you come in relationship with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that you can have everlasting life, that you can be saved. You can know Jesus Christ as your King of Kings and your Lord of Lords. But the Word of God let us know, no matter what our position is, no matter what, where our religious origin or where is our, whether our cultural background is, it doesn't matter. But what matters is that we come in relationship with Him, because the Word of God says, whosoever believes in Him should not perish. So that means if you are a sinner and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that means if you was a person, is a person that may live a life of a drunkard, a liar, a thief, a adulteress, a fornicator, no matter the life that you live, Jesus is able to make the difference in your life. Jesus is able to be able to save to the utmost. He is able to make you whole and clean. So therefore, he's telling Nicodemus. Nicodemus made an effort. He didn't just step, and he didn't just wonder about God and the power of God, but Nicodemus made an effort to want more. He wanted more of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He wanted to know about Jesus Christ. So he came to the Master. He came to the Master. And the same thing, if we want to know about Jesus Christ, if we want to come in relationship with Him, we're going to have to get to know Him. And the only way that we can know Him is through the Word of God. Nicodemus came by night so that he could talk to the Master. If you want to talk to the Master, there are ways that you can talk to the Master. You can go in prayer. You can ask the Lord to give you that wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding, to open up your mind, the mind of the calm, that you can enter into that relationship with Him to be able to walk in the Spirit. And for the Word of God say, but God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved. The Word of God says, he that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of the Father. But this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. I'm telling you this morning that we're going to have to come to the light. Oh, men that do not know Jesus Christ. When I speak of men, I'm talking about man and woman. When you don't know Jesus Christ, you're walking and you're living in darkness. But the Word of God let us know that when we come to God, we're going to have to know Him through the Word of God. We're going to have to come in relationship. Somebody have to tell us about the Word of God. Nicodemus, he read the Mosaic Law. He knew that because he was a Pharisee, and a Pharisee was one of the two great Jewish religions, they had the strict interpretation of an observance of the law, but yet he didn't have that relationship. He didn't really know Jesus Christ, and he wanted to know more about Christ. And I'm telling you today that if you know that you're walking in darkness, if you know that you're walking in sin, if you know that your eyes is closed, if you know that your ears cannot hear, if you know that your heart has been, your heart is hardened because of the fact that you don't know the Word of God, because of the fact that you don't have the relationship with Him, then I'm going to ask you today even as Nicodemus came to Jesus, I believe that it's time for men and women, boys and girls everywhere, all over the United States of America, to come to Jesus, to let Jesus come into your heart, to let Jesus change you from that carnality unto the realm of the Spirit. But it's time for us to know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The word of God says, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. If you believe on Christ, on Jesus Christ, you're not going to be condemned. If you believe it and you apply it to your life, you're not going to be condemned. But if you do not believe and you walk in godliness, you are condemned already. And this is a condemnation that light is coming to the world, and men love the darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. And don't you see the time that we're living in today, that men, it's evident that men love darkness rather than the light. Men rather live a life of sin than to live the life of have a life of salvation and to be saved and to know Jesus Christ as their King of Kings and their Lord of Lords. It's time for men to come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. It's time for all of us to know him as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's time for us to know him as the Alpha and Omega, that beginning and the end, the first and the last, the true and the living God. Yes, Jesus Christ is able to save. He came to seek and to save them that was lost. I believe that all of us was lost. I believe that one day that Jesus paid the price 2,000 years ago for our sin and our transgression. He paid the price that we can be saved. He paid the price that we can come to him. The Bible says, whosoever will, let him come. So it doesn't matter who you are or what position you are in life, but all it matters is that you are coming to the light and that you are no longer want to live in darkness. And the word of God says in that 20th verse, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, neither deed should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deed may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. I am saying to you this morning that the word of God said, ye must be born again. And that is the word of God for today, that we must get the word out. We must tell men and women, we must tell people that they must be born again. And yes, some going to be like Nicodemus. Yes, some going to not understand when we say to be born again. So therefore, we have to take the time and we have to break it down like Jesus did to Nicodemus. He had to let him know that he had to be born again. Those old things have to pass away. All things have to be new inside of him. So therefore, Nicodemus, he received. He began to hear. He listened. His faith was already changed when he came to Christ. Jesus had begun to touch his heart, because I believe that he never would have taken the opportunity to come to see Jesus. And you know, sometimes many people wanted to condemn Nicodemus for coming to Jesus by night. But it doesn't matter, because he came. He came. It doesn't matter when you come, but it does matter if you come. Come on now. It's time for us to have that relationship with him. It's time for us to know him as our personal Savior. And there are many of you out there today that are not in relationship with him. Yes, you are in a relationship, but you are not in relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you today that it's time for you to line up with the Word of God, line by line and precept by precept. It's time for you to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The Bible says that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the Word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's time for us to have everlasting life. It's time for us to live this life so that we can live again. And because of the sake of the people that need to know Jesus Christ and want to have a personal relationship with him, it's time for believers to go out in the hedges and the highway and compel the people to come. It's time to let them, to warn them that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. If you don't want to see the people destroyed, if you don't want to see them damned, if you don't want to see them condemned, it's time for us to go forth. It's time for us to go out into the harvest. The harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. It's time to let them know. For the Word of God says in that John 3:16, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And they want to live and not to die. And sometimes people do not know how close they are to hell. They don't know how close they are to being saved, how close they are to be saved always, as well, because of the fact that somebody has not told them. But when you tell somebody about Jesus Christ, that person's heart will be pricked. Many times their heart will be pricked. They will ask the Lord Jesus to come into their heart. They will ask the Lord Jesus to save them, deliver them, and to make them free. For whom the Son has made free is free indeed. So we thank God for the Word of God this morning. Ye must be. Ye must. It's no other way. You must be. Jesus is telling Nicodemus, and even if he talked to Nicodemus, he is talking to us today that we must be born again. And today we want to give you this opportunity to ask the Lord Jesus to come into your life. Ask him to forgive you for your sin. The Bible said that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the Word of God said, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Why don't you stop what you're doing even now? And why don't you ask the Lord Jesus to come into your life? And if you just take the time, as Nicodemus did, when he came to Jesus, because he knew there was a difference in Jesus' life, he knew that Jesus could not do the miracles that he did except God be with him. And I want you to know that the things that you see even now upon the earth, the things that you see from day to day, the things that you take for granted, those things could not be except by our Savior, Jesus Christ. And he wants to save you today. He wants to deliver you, and he wants you to be made free. So why don't you just repeat after me, Lord, forgive me for my sins, come into my heart, and save me. And I'll live for you the rest of my life. God, I want to live this life so that I can live again. God, save me. God, let me be your child. And I'll live this life for you, a holy and a clean life for you for the remainder of my life. If you have prayed that prayer with us this morning, if you ask the Lord to forgive you for your sin, to come into your heart, and to save you, it's so simple, so easy. God has. He has forgiven you for your sin, and he has cast every sin into the sea of forgetfulness, and he will remember it no more. I want you to know today that God is. He loves you, and he wants you to be saved. Father God, in Jesus' name, God, even as I pray, Lord, I ask you, God, to look upon those, God, in our radio audience, even those, God, in the name of Jesus, in our city, and those, God, all around the United States of America, and those that are in foreign countries. And I ask you, Lord God, to save them. And I ask you, Lord, to deliver them. And I ask you, God, to make them free, God, even now. I ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, to cast all of their sins into the sea of forgetfulness and remember it no more. And, Lord, I ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, those that are sick in their bodies, God, we pray healing right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, God, that your miracle work and power will be manifest in their bodies. Lord, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that they'll begin to see God spiritually as well as physically, Lord God. Father, I believe, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that your word, God, is able to save them by the thousand and by the 10,000, God, today. And Lord, even as your word has gone out, that ye must be born again. Lord, I pray, God, that many hearts have been pricked, Lord God, today, that many souls, Lord God, has been saved because of your word. Ye must be born again. And Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity, God, to come before your people and the opportunity, God, to be used by you today. And Father, we just thank you for that which you have done and that which you're going to do according to your word. Lord, we just give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come back with us on Friday morning as we go through the Word of God, as we preach the unadulterated, uncompromising Word of God that's able to save our souls. I want you to know today that God is in love with you. Also, on every Saturday at 4 o'clock, the Breakthrough broadcast, a panel of men and women that love God, men and women that are anointed and been called of God, they are being used to speak and to break forth the Word of God and to the people upon this world and to cause them to know Him as their Lord and Savior. So therefore, tune in with us every Saturday at 4 o'clock to the Breakthrough broadcast. And again, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, the Hour of Power with the Preacher of the Hour. Until Friday, be more blessed. God bless you, and we're looking forward to you.